Welcome to Sacred Stories, the place where you have the potential to change your life forever. It is our intention that the next hour will be a place of inspiration, transformation, love, hope, shift, and healing. Open your heart and your energy to release and receive, and join us in the co-creation of a higher planetary vibration. The time to write your sacred story is now. And now here's your host, Reverend Patricia Brooks.
Good evening. Welcome to Sacred Stories. And a special shout out to the listeners that emailed after last night's show, expressing how meaningful this series is to them. You know, I really appreciate it, and the staff at Sacred Stories appreciates the emails, because we truly are committed to being of service to all of you as you walk your sacred path and step into your knowingness of your awesomeness. So hearing that we are making a difference just energizes us to keep going and to do more. And with that, let's talk about last night's show with Leslie Emerson. I mean, what a great conversation about our shadow side and how to make an ally out of it. And the truly life-empowering wisdom of the phrase, who does this belong to? To the multiple clearings Leslie did with the energy system gifted to her by her guides. So if you missed the show, remember all of our shows are on replay throughout the series, so I encourage you to listen. And if Leslie and her work resonates with you, then consider going deeper with her special offer of multiple live sessions and recorded meditations and activations. Lots of powerful possibility there. Now, tonight, I want to tell you a little story about my guest, Laura Mendelson. First, she is the real deal. And I know this not only because of her awesome credentials that you can read more about, but because as I am committed to being in service to all of you and assisting you on your path, part of my work is to find the most incredible spiritual teachers around. So when I'm introduced to someone's work, I like to check them out. So I had just moved to my new home and I saw an offering for a free intuitive medical scan by psychic medium Laura Mendelson. Well, truth be told, I wasn't really sure what an intuitive medical scan was or what to expect. But to keep everything as organic as possible, I filled out the email from my personal email, and I waited for Laura's call. Well, Laura had no idea I did spiritual work or who I was, and she proceeded with her scan. Well, about halfway through, she started receiving some very specific guidance from guides. I believe they were mine, if I remember correctly, to tell me about my career and the work I was to be doing. It was specific and so perfect and affirmed completely an experience I had the previous week, which I didn't tell anyone about. And the guidance brought me to a whole other level of clarity. It was incredible. I got off the phone with Laura and I started pacing, because that's what I do when something is trying to come to the surface for me. I pace round and round and round, and I talk out loud until it comes. And then, bam, I know. So, of course, I had to have another conversation with Laura and thank her, tell her who I was, and invite her to come on Sacred Stories. So I'm very excited to share Laura with you this evening. So Laura Mendelson started seeing spirit uninvited as a child. Laura closed off until her master guide, St. Ignatius Loyola, pushed through over 30 years ago. It was not until recently that she discovered famed healer John of God has been channeling St. Ignatius Loyola as his master teacher for many years. So, Sacred Stories family, we know we're in good company. So Laura is the author of the Soul Psychic Healer Master Certification Program and is featured in 100 Top Psychics and Astrologers in America. Laura is also a research medium for AfterlifeData.com and host of a radio show, Clairvoyant Healer Laura, Mediumship, Healing, and Messages. And with that, I'd like to say welcome Laura Mendelson to Sacred Stories.
Wow. My goodness, you have my mouth hanging open, especially the story, because you never relayed what you felt. You were completely quiet during our session together, and I had no idea really if it was good or bad, or really, you know, I assumed that it must have somehow resonated. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been invited here. And by the way, thank you from the deep recesses of my heart for the invitation. And everyone out there is so happy to be here. And I hope we have some insights this evening, some growth, some healing, and some amazing spine-tingling moments this evening.
Well, if they're half of what I experienced with you, it's going to be amazing. And actually, see, but that's what I do because not that I'm, and Sacred Stories listeners, this is very important. And I feel I've been thinking about this all day. I think it's very important that there's so many amazing spiritual teachers doing the real work. But I think it's important, it's critical to know when you're working with somebody that they're the real deal. And not everybody's the real deal. I mean, that just unfortunately is reality. And so it's important that we do our work and we know who to trust and we know who we're working with. So that day when I of course I was quiet because I was really just paying attention and taking it in and I hate to say checking you out, but I was because I am committed to finding just the very most awesome people to bring to Sacred Stories. And so, yeah, I didn't say much at all, but when I got off the phone, the pacing started and it was just, it was powerful. So yes. So welcome.
Well, thank you. And you know, everybody listening, so is the miracle of spirit. Every day I give thanks for being able to do this work and have a front row seat to spirit's proof of itself constantly. And the little me, the ego me, at times says, "Is this real?" You know. Even though I'm seeing this evidence constantly, I don't always believe it. And that's one of the things that you can get out of this evening, is perhaps some evidence or some shift or something that you get that you can walk away with to let you know that this is not a finite reality, but yet an infinite multidimensional universe we live in. May I speak a little bit more about that, Patricia?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay. One of the things I consider very healing to know, and I think differentiates myself from other quote-unquote psychics, is the fact that I try to teach people and give them tools to transform their experience in this dimension. And I constantly remind us that the only thing that truly is reality is consciousness. As if all of reality is really a thinking thing. And when we learn how to tune into our connection to the superconscious mind, and we learn how to project from our third eye our intentions, we truly, truly can shift our experience. And I have specific technologies, I call them spiritual technologies I use for that, which is just peripheral to what we're going to be doing this evening. But if you've ever wondered truly what is healing. Healing is when we enter that superconscious mind, which is the theta brainwave state. There's a specific protocol to follow, the theta brainwave state, and there are steps to get there. And then we send out intention. What do we really want from a very deep, deep, deep soul level? If you do that on a regular basis, you can literally shift yourself from your own private hell into your own private paradise. And I do it every day with clients. I do it with myself. And hopefully I can give that some of that to you this evening.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say, and I know we're going to do some of that this evening. And Sacred Stories listeners, that's another reason why it's so incredibly important that you know who you're working with, because when you're working with the right people and the resonance is there, you can feel it in your heart, you have a knowing in your soul, then I believe those shifts happen. I think when we do what I caution people all the time is chasing the guru and running from one person to the next, and they get confused and it gets mixed up and things don't feel right, and then we actually hamper our spiritual progress. So, and I think that's one of the gifts. I just have to say this because I've been thinking about this all day. I think that's one of the gifts that I just am so grateful for with Sacred Stories, because it creates a platform, because I know that we are showing up in such a high integrity and we are working so hard to bring the people forward that can truly be of service, that to help people. You know what I'm saying? But Sacred Stories listeners, it's up to you as knowing spiritual beings to find your resonance and work with the people only that feel right to you. So I just, you know, put that public service announcement out there. So Laura, so thank you. And thank you for saying that, because I know that's going to happen tonight. But it's Sacred Stories. So before we get off on theta brainwaves and what you call chalk shines and aura washing and all kinds of really cool stuff I'm excited about, we need to speak about your sacred story, because you start with your sacred story with saying, have you given up? And I absolutely thank you for showing up in such a powerful vulnerability, because I see that night after night messages from listeners who are almost giving up. So can you speak to that, your story, and how you went from there to where you are today?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I spent most of my life in pursuit of material things, as we, most of us are, you know, that's the American dream, or, you know, most of us think in terms of three-dimensional acquisition, and our worth and everything can be associated with that, and I think most of us do try to do that. In any event, I did, and by the time I was in my mid-40s, I had become a millionaire. And woohoo! I thought I was on top of the hill. Little did I know that everything that had worked for me before was going to suddenly come to a screeching halt. I had learned how to manifest, or so I thought. I even was able to whip up out of the ether a husband. He was breathing. I married him. Whatever. You know, everything was fine on the surface. But then my money started to dissipate. Now, there are no coincidences. I'm sure some of you out there have been introduced to the idea of a soul contract, that you plan your life before you get here. Well, what happened to me is I made my million or two. I wasn't a multi-millionaire, but I was, you know, affluent and retired early. I made it just about the time that the big bear market started, where everybody started to lose money in 2000. And so I started to lose that money. And no matter what I did, no matter what manifesting tool I used, it just kept melting away. At the same time, my marriage was in turmoil. Then my mother got sick. She died. And I was left sort of crying alone, wondering what I was going to do next. And I had to surrender. And you, if that resonates for you, if you're listening and that resonates, surrender is a very powerful, powerful process. It's the letting go and finally letting God speak to you. And so one day, as I cried, I was crying for like 2 weeks straight, trying to figure it out on my own, what to do next. I even was calling relatives and wondering, you know, can I live with you, because I don't have any money anymore and don't have my husband anymore and don't have anything anymore. I can't even manifest. I was that down and out. I just had this insight to use the gifts that I had been toying with around that time, although had not made a full commitment to do. Well, so I started to focus, and I worked very, very hard. And within 4 months, my income went up 400%. So I realized I was being led. Okay? And because one of the key factors for you to look for in your own life is if things are synchronistic, they come together suddenly. Especially after you've surrendered and asked in prayer for help, that is you being led. So I recognized I was being led, and therefore this new career started. Now, it just so happened that my mother was a medium, and I was raised in a metaphysic household. I started learning about mystery school material as a teenager, 12 years old. I started to learn these things from my mother, and I even saw spirit as a child, didn't pay attention, put it all in the back burner, and about 20, 30 years before this cataclysmic occurrence, I had begun channeling guides. That's when St. Ignatius Loyola came through to me after another series of synchronicities. I put it all on the back burner. So I had this in me. So now I'm putting it all together. Here I am, very old, everybody. But putting it all together, I realized I was born to do this work. This is what my soul had planned for me. And try as I might to derail that, I was always going to be led back through the energies of the plan that I set for myself this lifetime. And so if any of you feel that you're always getting derailed, the way to get back into your flow of miracles, of your rightness of being, who you truly are, your authentic and very powerful self, is to surrender and follow a process. A process which I have authored now. I've written a book on this, which I call Manifesting Magic, The Soul Abundance Law of Attraction Secret. I have a video class on that, and I also have a whole, you know, Soul Psychic Healer Master Certification, which starts with that foundational class. So that's my bio, I guess, in a nutshell. Did I leave anything out? Was there something else you asked?
Well, no, but I want to say that I appreciate you saying first you surrender, but then you do the work. You know, because we even had callers last night that were, you know, asking about, you know, they were talking about self-sabotage, or they were talking about being in a victim state, and they were talking about different things that was hindering them from moving forward on their path. And some of them even expressed in emails later that they know they're not doing the work. So it's important that one, you surrender, right? I believe that too. You say, I say, show me, guide me, you know, all the time. But then you do the work. And work being a term of, you know, following your soul. That's how I think of it. Following where my soul is guiding me.
What I do is I try, the letting go is a process of, well, it could be healing, as we'll be doing this evening. That's the primary thing. It should be a healing. Letting go of that resistance pattern, and aligning with the law of non-resistance, spiritual law. And then the second, I follow four steps. It's, you know, everybody has their own process, but essentially, if it works, it's the same thing. So the second step I use is open to what you love. So if you're working on what you love, all of a sudden it becomes play, if you will. But most people are into this mode of we have to suffer. So I try to get them away from that because, again, that would be destructive to truly aligning with a flow of energy. I believe Professor Joseph Campbell, the famed PhD in mythology, who's deceased now, but he wrote, follow your bliss and the doors will open for you, and there'll be a path of energy that you did not know was there before. I'm broadly quoting him because I don't remember the exact quote, but when you follow what you really love to do, it's very healing, but it's also very magical. Right. And that's your authentic self. So yeah, there's a lot of work involved. After I finally surrendered and followed my bliss, I was working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for months and years on end, actually, because I had fallen so far behind, I needed to catch up. But so if anybody's out there thinking you're not working to do this, no, it's not like that. But the work should be on something you're meant to do, so it will feel like you're validating your very essence, if you will.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's the energy that I'm in now. I mean, that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, but I enjoy it. It's like, oh, okay, what do I want to do? Oh, I want to go do something with Sacred Stories, you know, or something like that. You know, it's just seems,
exactly.
It's just what I, you know, who I am. So you're a psychic, you're a medium, and you're also a medical intuitive reader or medical intuitive psychic or medical reading psychic. I don't know the official term, but I think everybody's pretty clear with what a psychic is and what a medium is. Can we talk a little bit about the medical scanning, the intuitive type readings that you do?
Yeah, sure. But the first thing I want to say, and it kind of it talks to something you said earlier of how people might go from one professional to another looking for their guru of the moment. I kind of laugh a little bit because I know people that have taken Akashic records and they're certified, master certified, and this and that, or medical intuition. It's really all the same thing. I know that's going to sound odd, but once you are able to connect with your third eye, which is literally moving to a slower brainwave state, then all information is there for you. And each of us is unique. So each of us will have more talent in one area than another. We may have one particular clairsense that's more pronounced than the other, like clairvoyant is seeing and blah, blah, blah. And then we might have one skill that's more pronounced than another. For example, I'm really good at medical intuition for some reason. I was going to be a doctor when I was younger, and my parents were always talking about health, and they were into nutrition before it was vogue. They were ahead of their time. So I kind of like have an affinity for that. I don't know why, but it fits me. And I have an affinity for mediumship, and I have an affinity for psychic work, but not on a superficial level. It's more on a soul level. So if somebody were to ask me, you know, what's going to happen next week, I would prefer to explain to them, let's look at where your energy is. Let me use my psychic ability to look inside of you and tune your presence vibrationally so that you're resonating the correct notes to attract what you want. I don't believe that we have a fixed reality, that we have a fixed future. I believe we're always co-creating. So those are some of the areas I work in. And so when I hear the word psychic, I almost think it's like chalk on a blackboard. I have this little dissonance with it because everybody thinks I'm going to read their palm or read their fortune or tell them that. My psychic abilities are very much tuned to seeing the soul. And also in the medical intuition, I can look at the body, but I also look at the spirit, the soul through your chakras. And I look at karmic issues and past life issues and the whole gestalt together. As a matter of fact, my guides told me the healing that I do is called rainbow healing. And then a friend mentioned something to me about Antakarana, rainbow bridge healing. And I looked it up, and it's return to oneness. So everything I do is about the soul returning to your authentic self so that you can live on point for your authentic self and be as powerful, as healed, and as blissful as possible.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? Thank you again, because I appreciate it not being a predictive type of a reading, because I think that that's another thing that messes with people's heads. I believe that we are co-creating at all times and nothing is fixed. And I know myself have been told things by people in the past that really got into my head and really freaked with me, like, for a long time, even, and people that I love, it's happened to them too, like, at this age, this will happen for you, and it's like, really? So then you're waiting for that age, and the rest of your life passes you by, or, you know, when are you going to meet your soulmate, or when is this going to happen? And I think the when answer from psychics, I think, is truly a very difficult one to answer, and I think it really serves an injustice to the person, because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I appreciate that you don't do that, because without a doubt, we are constantly co-creating. And the best people that I've ever talked with or worked with will tell you right from the very beginning, I'm not going to predict your future. I can, similar to what you were saying, we can talk about where you are and possibilities that can happen based on choices you make and, you know, what you decide to do. So, yeah, so listeners, please don't write in and with any questions, and I haven't looked at the queue, but I hope there's none in there now that says, like, when will I meet my soulmate? Because it's not fair for us to even try to answer that for you. We would be doing you an injustice, because we'll just get into your head, and that's not real. So,
what I call I look at it as almost I'm enabling an addictive pattern. Because when we don't understand we're part of the process, we feel helpless, powerless, and that's when we enter into that mode of feeling like we we need to gain our power from someone else or something else or what have you. And that's everything I'm about is moving, shifting you from that fearful ego state to that love-filled, connected state. So, yeah, I agree a million. But, you know, if they wanted to ask that, I would approach it in a way of I'd look at their energy and I'd see what was going on right now, and then I'd help them understand how they're going to participate in creating it.
Right. And that's fair. And that's awesome. And we're listeners, I know you have your hands up and I know there's questions in the queue, and we're going as fast as we can to get to the part where Laura's going to start doing her awesomeness. I just need Laura to explain a few things, because Sacred Stories is also, I believe, about education. I like people to learn stuff or, you know, become aware of different things. And Laura, you are going to talk about what you call chakra shine and aura washing and your vibrational injections. Can you just kind of, you know, explain a little bit about how you do your work and what that all is?
Well, you know what those are just cute names that I think explain it. But what I have here with those terms, shock shine, all wash, biject, and eight fate. That is part of what I would call a mind body soul healing session. And again, I like to use the acronym LOVE, LOVE, for everything. So when I'm doing the V of love, that's when I'm aligning you vibrationally. That's the healing portion of it. And within that, I would be looking at your chakras, and I would be channeling in colors, because when I look at chakras, and I just use the basic seven, focus on those. It's enough, believe me. If I were to look at somebody's root chakra, for example, and it had the color blue in it instead of red, spirit would start channeling to me why it is that way. Then I start being given affirmations and or intentions that I'm saying out loud to be clearing that. And then I'm doing a shock shine, which is putting in the red color that belongs there, which means I'm resetting it back to its healthy state. An aura wash would be aura washing. So when I'm done doing all the chakras, I would be pulling in white light through the crown down through the chakras into earth, removing any additional remaining residue that's there. And then I would reverse the colors another way from feet up through body of green light and out through the top crown. That's green for healing from earth energy. And then I would reverse again from the top, from the crown, pink light, and that comes through the crown chakra, down through all the chakras, down through the legs and the feet into earth, and that sets your final vibration, which is the highest vibration. Some people believe it's violet, some people say it's pink, but it's the highest vibrational color, pink, which is a Christ consciousness, which is a miracle frequency. So that's what I'm using the colors for, that kind of thing, through intention and through a frequency, which is housed in the colors used of clearing you and aligning you and bringing you back to oneness. So the aura washing is like that. At times I might do a vijay, which is if I find something very specific, I might set a vibrational intention into that particular part of your energetic body. Like if I get to the solar plexus, for example, I look at it, and its spirit uses a pattern. Each part of the solar plexus stands for something. Like the lower left corner of it would stand for relationships with father and men from the past. And if you were abused by your father, for example, spirit would show me that. It would be dark, that area. So I would do a viject in there. I would send in that beautiful sunflower yellow light to clear that out. And then the eighth fate is something that I'm going to do later, with your permission. And that basically is releasing a karmic or the karmic soul contract for this lifetime. So for example, let's say that you've always been poor. No matter what you do, you can't be on point for yourself. We would use this Eight Fate to eradicate that contract. Everything is an intention in an altered state of consciousness, and that truly is what healing is. Energetic or spiritual healing is learning how, the more specific you can get, the more developed you are in your third eye, the better you can send your intentions in this theta brainwave state, which is altered consciousness. But in essence, very simple high-level summary is, what I'm doing is I'm setting intention with the aid of guides who are coming in and giving us all this rich, rich information and clearing it with colors and light and channeled messages.
And I'm, listeners, are you excited as I am? Because, Laura, let's get started then. We're going to do the eight fate in a little bit, but people have been, they have so many questions already, and I want to try to get to as many as we can. You were going to just set the intention, do a short meditation with us, and then can we open up for questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what I'd like everybody to do that's listening or that wants to have, well, everybody, let's all join in together energetically. I'd like you all to uncross your arms and legs, sit back in your chair or your couch, or if you're on the bed, just relax back and start to breathe now abdominally right below your belly button. Breathe in deeply. Exhale and relax deeper. And I'd like you all, as you continue to breathe abdominally and very deeply and very relaxed, I'd like you to start focusing your mind on what you care to have today. The more clear, crystal clear you are, the more you set your intentions for answers, healing, and that type of information from spirit, the better we will connect. So focus in on what you want to have addressed today. As you do that, I will step aside silently for a second and invoke the prayer. I'll be right back. So you focus on what you want. I will do the prayer. One moment. And now what I would like all of you to do is on your next exhale of breath. So breathe in deeply now. And as you exhale, I'd like you to release your energy out into your space so I can connect all of us. Good. And usually when I do that, I kind of get a feel for the whole audience. I want you to do that one more time. Breathe in deeply. And exhale out your energy, sending it in. Okay. And it's interesting, but today I get a feeling that there's some people in the group that are sort of have a lot of fears. And I feel there's a lot of people here who are looking to become more empowered, which is a good thing, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight. Okay, so open up the lines, and we'll see who we get. We'll see who we talk to.
Okay, so Sacred Stories family, I'm going to ask you, well, two things. One, I'm going to go between the calls and the queue. And two, I'm going to ask that you ask Laura, you know, like one question, because there's so many people on the line. We want to try to get through as many as possible. So this will give you, you know, it will give you a lot of help, but it will give you a taste of what working with Laura can be like, and healing will certainly be happening. But one question. So I'm going to start with Raul from Washington. Hey, Raul, how are you?
Good evening, ladies. How exciting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, Raul, I remember you from my show Spiritual Lens.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Way back when. So thank you for coming with us on Sacred Stories.
Of course, whenever I can. It's great. I'm so honored you remember.
Oh, absolutely. I do. Yeah. I just am so excited and thrilled with all, you know, everybody I'm meeting through this work. So you're on for Laura, you're not on for me. So what's your question for Laura?
My question has to do specifically with my prostate. And I have struggle with my intake of my nutrition. You know, I can't gain weight, so I don't know if you can pick up anything that can help.
Okay. Well, how are you doing in your career? Not to change subjects because it's all related. Are you that you're doing?
I don't necessarily have a career. I have two jobs. They're boring.
Yeah, because I feel that underneath it all, there'll be a couple of dimensions to the answer. The first thing I want you to know is you're a very worthy individual and that you really are humble. You need to understand you're a lot more than you realize that you are.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Because that's really part of the root of all these things. Excuse the pun, as we go to the root chakra and we take a look at the prostate. Prostate's okay. It's getting better. There's something you're doing nutritionally that is complete, that is helping with all of this. I would mm-hmm. recommend – now, of course, I'm not a licensed professional, and you should always go to a doctor for – I'm in compliment to licensed professional medical advice, of course. But what I'm picking up is that you have begun a program of something that's very healing for your body. There's releasing a lot of toxins from it. It's nutritionally complete, and it's allowing you to really focus in on getting the body, which has been out of whack. Vibrationally and also in terms of pH, like a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much out of whack, and you're putting it back to more of an alkaline from acidic kind of thing. I also feel you're releasing a lot of toxins, and I also feel you've probably shifted away from red meat, which is, if you're not doing it, you need to do it, because it'll help in that process and go more towards greens and vegetables. You said there was something else, your weight, okay. And I feel not to concentrate on the weight as much as concentrate on the health and getting the body back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the best thing. And if you're not going to a more of a holistic kind of nutritionist or maybe a doctor of naturopathic medicine, you might want to try that route because I feel that everything that you have been doing that's more allopathic, i.e. pills, that kind of thing, prescription medication has only been handling symptoms but mm-hmm. not the underlying sequences that need to happen to get the body back to a bio-balance.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes, it does. If you don't mind, can you pick up any heavy metal toxicity at all?
I don't really see that in you, honey. Wait.
Great.
Just check.
Yeah.
No, hold on, honey. No, mm-hmm. I don't feel that you have any of that. No.
Okay.
No.
Right.
You have been exposed to something, though, environmentally that has been fairly toxic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel somehow there is something in your gut, like a stomach area, that it seems like a parasite or something like that that seems to be coming back over and over again. Do you have a problem with digestion, honey?
Yes. Yes. Absorption is, I've had that for a while. I'm gluten intolerant, so I'm very careful about what I eat.
Okay. So basically the answer is get the body back to balance. And also another thing is the flora, the lactobacillus that would be in the intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And in the stomach needs to be put back to bio balance as well. You're doing a lot though, and I also have you given up red meat?
Not yet. It's one of those things that I eat quite a lot of red meat, I will say.
Okay. Well, I suggest that you look into that.
That
you look into giving it at least for a period of time so you can get all these things under control. Because for me, as far as I can tell, the body is out of whack in terms of its pH, and all these little things I just mentioned are
mm-hmm.
part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much. What a great gift. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Raul. Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you, Raul. Sorry. Take good care. Okay, let's go to the queue. This makes me so happy to be able to facilitate any of this for anyone. I'm going to ask you from James from St. James, and I asked from James because I know James has written a few times, and he says, I surrendered. Am I hanging on just existing and misunderstood? Can you tap into James from St. James at all and maybe give him a little bit of information?
Yeah, sure. In other words, I don't have a voice contact with him. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, he's just in the queue. I'm going to read some questions from the queue.
All right, that's fine, James. Hi, James. The first thing is no to your question. You're not I forgot what the question was, but I heard the word no in my mind. Would you read the question again, please?
Yeah, it's It's really just as I surrendered. I'm hanging on. We're just existing and misunderstood. So I'm not quite sure exactly what the question is, but that's what he wrote. So yeah. If there's anything that you're hearing from James that you can help James with, would be great.
Yeah. All right, hold on. James from St. James. You're a very, very creative person, honey. You're very gifted. You are very knowledgeable. You seem to like history. There's something about the past that is very important to you. You just, again, remember I said the read of the audience in terms of people here. A lot of people here don't have a lot of confidence. And the reason you don't have confidence is because you're not aligned properly with who you are. Understand that it's important. Who you are, and you keep denigrating thyself, not understanding that what you are, because nobody has really validated you, you have to start validating yourself first. So I feel that, let's see, I have to give him something constructive because he's just hanging on. Whew, this is a rough one because I can't really talk to him, but I'm going to see what I can get here, James. You have to listen to your heart. You have to listen to yourself. And you have to begin to do what you feel you're supposed to do for your creativity. And you have to do it no matter what anyone else has told you, has validated or not validated of you. That will be the way out of this hanging on and disassociation of purpose. That's the beginning of it. And then follow that through, you know, just follow it through. And I'm going to give you one last bit of advice. That quite often when we see doors close in our path, on our path, we think, oh, I'm no good. No, that's spirit telling you, don't take that route. So if a door shuts, that's not your path. Go to the doors that open, but always remaining true to who you are, what you want, and listening to that. If you can do a meditation every day, and at the beginning of the meditation, remember what you really want, remember who you really are, and then just go into that meditation, you will do the best thing in the world for yourself. And I'm going to say this for everybody. It's a good message for everybody listening. On my website, spiritmediumlaura.com, there's a tab on the main menu called Clairvoyant Healer. If you click on that, you'll see manifesting. Click on manifesting. And the instructions for using meditation to clear yourself and move forward in your life are right there. So I hope that helps you, James.
I'll just say I'm just sitting here with a big smile on my face because I don't know James, and I haven't spoken to Laura about James. I just came to the queue and saw. But James has written in the queue a number of times throughout the Sacred Story series, and he's told me his story. Aww. And you could not have given James more perfect feedback, I believe, based on what he's told me through the queue than you just did. So, James, listen to Laura, James. Listen to Laura. And yeah. Jolie, a shout out to you in the queue says Laura is amazing. So shout out for Jolie for you.
I know Jolie. Hi, Jolie.
So there you go. Okay, so let's take another call now. So this is, I'm going to take Kyle Kramer from Indiana. Hello, Kyle from Indiana. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Cindy.
Well, it says Kyle, so welcome.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Hi.
And thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Go ahead, honey.
Well, I've been told that I have no memory of this, but I've been told that I had a traumatic sexual abuse issue, like pre-adolescence, and that I cut off my sort of myself from my creative gifts and all of that at that time. And I've really done a lot of work, but I've never uncovered that. I just wondered if it's necessary. You don't
no.
see that?
No, I heard a big no. You were never abused sexually. However, I do feel that you were not given enough recognition. for your gifts and talents growing up, and particularly from a parental figure that's male. And that kind of got in or blocked you in many ways, including memories and a whole gamut of things, but it sort of disassociated you from yourself and how to use your creativity to bring it into the external world. I have no idea why all these words come to my mouth, so just bear with me, but can you please validate for me, do you feel that you're trying to bring something creative into business or make money from it? You're always being blocked on, please.
I do feel like I'm here to do something creative, but I feel sort of stuck in that. I dabble in lots of things. You know, I'm also drawn to medical intuition and energy work. But I know that I also have this artistic ability. So I get sort of scattered. I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, well, you have a block with a parental figure. I think it's a father figure, a father-like figure. Could have been somebody even in school. It doesn't have to be a parent. But that's done to you is it's kind of made you numb to who you really are, to your gifts, and also don't believe that they can bring you anything. That's the real problem here is the reason that you're sort of scattered is because you don't really believe that that taking that work seriously for yourself will bring you any kind of remuneration or anything practical from it. Because father energy, I'm talking very several different levels at once, but parental father energy, okay, it represents our ability to bring our gifts to a monetary status in the external world, make money from them, see. So you're kind of like a little bit of a lost soul, see?
Right,
you don't do what you really want to do. You have a job that's very minor for your major creative self. So what I would suggest to you, my dear, is to go about, again, meditation. You go to that clairvoyant healer on my website. My website is spiritmediumlaura.com. Okay. Clairvoyant healer on the main menu. Click on that. You'll see manifesting. And then do some journaling, some internal work. It's there are instructions there on how to get in touch. Figure out what you really want, and if you have trouble with that, I would like to say, I think what you really want is to birth your gifts, your creative gifts, however, whatever they are, maybe understand what they are would be the first level of manifesting into the external world and start seeing who you really are. See?
Okay.
And then bring that out because that's going to give you a tremendous amount of power, confidence, and it will improve your relationship with your husband, with everyone. Not that they're not so good, but it's going to really define you. And once you're defined and content with who you are, everything ripples forward that way. And that is where the block is. So I don't think you were literally sexually abused, but I think father energy never really recognized you.
And so I don't need to know what my gift is to start.
You can ask for that. You can ask to know what
boring?
It is. Well, that's okay. That's what you're manifesting intention. The intention for you right now, at the beginning of this journey, is to know what it is.
Okay.
And get that fire in your belly, right?
Yeah, that's what I need.
And let me just look at you for 1 second, see if I can tell you that quickly, because we're going to go to other callers, Cindy. But let me see if there is something. Okay. Is she more of a creative type or intuitive type? I hear the word writing for you. Have you tried? Have you ever tried to do anything with writing?
I've been getting some ideas for. I used to write as a child. I used to write poems and songs, but I've had some ideas for perhaps a novel or something.
Well, that's the first thing I get. Maybe you could follow that through. But start with the manifesting and ask that you know who you are and what you want. Okay, my dear?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The best to you. Wow, that's awesome. So back to the queue. I'll say you have some more shout-outs. James said, thank you very much for sharing with me. Susie says, just wanted to say that I so very much appreciate all the helpful information that Laura is sharing with all of us tonight. Thanks so much for having her on, Patricia. You're welcome, Susie. And I'm going to take a question from Sharon from Canada. Again, it's in the queue, so I can just read you her question. Sharon from Canada says, I have the sense that I need to start writing down any healing tools and info that I have learned and experienced. rather than following others' courses or classes at the moment. Do you have any insight about this, or is this just resistance on my part to releasing old beliefs and patterns and healing myself? Also, do you have any insight into my personal health and suggestions for supporting my body in a healthier way? Thank you so much, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Those are great ideas. And actually, I think you're right. I think that it's, I don't go to anyone to learn, okay? I did. I mean, I took a couple of classes here and there. What I do is I work with spirit, and I'm taught. And then as I'm taught something, I get motivated to learn it. So I agree with you 1,000,000%. Start writing down what you've learned, or insights you're getting. Maybe take meditation and journal afterwards. And what I do in my own life is I look at what's troubling me in the moment. And, you know, there's always something going on. And then I seek the answers. So, I like that. And you may find that you need to go to a course or class or what have you after that, but only do it after you're motivated to do so through internal work. Now, as far as I wrote down health, let's see. Is there anything wrong with Sharon's health? Good with Sharon? Sharon. Actually, I feel you're in pretty good health. Looks like you're nutritionally complete. It looks like you like to work out or run or something. Something with your legs. It's very strong. And you're a very aware individual on a personal level of yourself, your soul, what your purpose is. And it looks like you're very helpful to other people. So whatever kind of work you're doing looks like it's very constructive to help other people heal them. You might even be a healer yourself. And if you're not a healer yourself, you should look into that, because I'm being guided to look at your hands and your arms as if something there is very important to heal. Maybe you even do massage, or if you're not doing massage, you might want to consider it, or you just might want to be healing with energy through that mechanism, your arms and your hands. You're a very gifted person, Sharon, and you're also very popular. A lot of people love you, know you, want to be around you all the time. Your energy is so warm. I think when people are in your presence, they just glow. Keep up the good work.
Wow. Well, there you go, Sharon. That's awesome. So, okay, back to the calls. Let's take another call or two, and then I know you're going to do the eight fate also, and then we'll try to get another couple calls in too. So, this person is, I don't know, from Marshall, California, D. Conforti. Hello, are you there? Hello, from Marshall, California. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Maybe we'll be able to come back to you in a little bit. I'll try another one. This one has no name, no city. So we're just going to say hello. Hello, you're on Sacred Stories? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Sacred Stories with Patricia and Laura?
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
I'm so sorry. It's a Skype call, so I don't know. Okay, hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you could, I guess there's several things, but maybe just look at me and see what the top priority might be.
Okay, you're a very mysterious person. First of all, you have no name. We don't know where you're from. Now you want me to tell you what your top priority might be. Give me your name and your city, and I'll try to do that.
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Michelle.
Okay.
And I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, okay. All right, very good state. I was watching the Republican debates last night. The guy from Ohio is pretty cool. Okay, Michelle, Dayton. You're a very clear thinker, even though you have all this mystery surrounding you. You're a very, very clear thinker. You're very forthright, very honest in your pursuit of happiness and also the way you deal with the world. Very direct. What you see is what you get. You want to help people more someday, but right now it's more survival mode and or schooling and or getting ahead in more business world, that kind of a thing. You will achieve everything you want to do right now, Michelle, and then later on in life, it looks like you're going to be turning it around to more service. So business now or money now and service later, and that will be your that will be completing the path you have laid out for this lifetime. Don't be discouraged that you're not doing your healing work now. You have to do your more practical work now. Does that make sense to you, honey?
Well, kind of, because I have a career and it's still, hanging out there. And I've had a couple opportunities to move forward with that, but I've chosen not to pursue them because when I want to move forward into them, I'm like, no, it's not quite right, even though they're excellent opportunities, So I'm just not, I'm not sure which way to go yet. Uh-huh. It's like I should just stay where I'm at or something. But I'm not working, I chose not to work. So
okay. Did you do anything in healthcare or nursing? I kind of get that. And I also feel business around you, like social work or something. All this kind of combined together. What were you doing when you were working, honey, that didn't feel right for you?
I was in technology, computers.
Computers, okay. Well, I feel within you is this person that wants to do more healing work, helping work, but I don't feel you're ready for that now. I think you need to stick your nose to business for now. If you want to go back to school, that's fine. Maybe for nursing or healthcare or something related to that wouldn't be such a bad idea. Maybe it'll get you close to your goal on a soul level that you're not maybe aware of yet. I guess the missing link of what I think you need to hear right now is that the work was purposeless and meaningless for you, and that if you add a more human component to it, something where you feel you're doing something that makes a difference in people's lives, and you get that reward right when it happens, as a nurse would. And I know it's a big deal to go back to nursing school, but if there's some way to bridge where you are now to something that's more in touch with a person, like on a day-to-day basis, helping them, okay? That would be great for now for your bills. Later on, you're going to do more more of like, esoteric energy work, healing work. But for now, you got to keep your feet on the ground and pay the bills. So what I recommend is to try to transfer your existing skills into a way that has that humanistic touch to it, that you're working with individuals on a one-to-one basis, helping them. Maybe transfer your technology skills to something like training people to learn it, that you're actually helping them, because you have this this thing where you really want to help and heal and you want to see people benefit from what you're doing. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that does. I just don't know how to get there.
Okay. Well, that's a long, long thing. And, I work with people in situations like this. So if it ever does suit you to have that kind of help, I am available, but it's really too much to do in one short little bit here.
Yeah.
But I think you're on the right path and saying no to what didn't work for you before. Just try to do a transference of your existing skills to something that's more humanistic, more social minded, social work minded, and or healing. For now to pay the bills, and then eventually get into something more esoteric later on. Okay, my dear?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, honey. God bless.
Thank you. And you know what? I think that's a great point to make. So, guys, you're just getting a little tip of the iceberg, a couple minutes with Laura this evening. There's just so many people that we can't go further than that. But Laura has this really actually incredible offer for everyone. And what it is a one-hour personal consultation with her. And that could include psychic. It could include mediumship. It could include medical intuitive scan. It could include, she channels human and animals. So you get 1 hour with Laura, plus you get her soul video course. That, and I'm going to forget the name of it. It's going to drive me crazy.
Soul Abundance.
Soul Abundance. Thank you. It was right at the tip of my tongue. So it's a Soul Purpose Abundance self-paced video course. It's and a one-hour session with Laura, and then a bonus introductory Soul Purpose Abundance video. You get all of that for $147. It's about 44% off. So you can see just the tip of the iceberg, a couple minutes of Laura's time, what she can do with you. So if you are like our last caller or any of the other people, and this is, This is an opening for you. You may consider, you know, taking advantage of Laura's offer, because an hour of Laura's time plus a self-paced, sole purpose, abundant self-paced video course, which is four, you know, very, very long videos to teach you, it's just such an incredible gift that Laura is sharing with us. Laura, do you want to say anything about the hour session or the video course before we go on to another caller?
Yeah, sure. The hour can be used for anything you need. And as I mentioned, or Patricia mentioned earlier, I run the gamut from mediumship, which is connecting with transition loved ones, to messages, which is kind of what I'm doing now, to medical intuition, which is some of what I've done today, to healing, which is very important. For example, the last caller, Michelle, I might look to see if there are any blocks during session and work to heal with her. It's not me. I'm not a magician. It's God. We're letting God come in with the permission of the subject of the healing. And there's also meditation, there's manifesting, there's mentoring, there's a gamut of many, many things that I would work with you on. I also have 17 years in the business field. Business, you know, I used to work for the largest software company in the world. So I have a lot of business acumen, and I also have a lot of other kinds of skills I bring to the table. Beyond the hour, there's also it's a four workshop video course called Soul Abundance. It's based on the book and the story I said earlier of moving from a dysfunctional self to an authentic, fully aligned, fully electrified self, and how to get there. The exercises are in those videos. In addition to the videos, there's also a link to the actual presentation, so you have the text that goes with it, and there's meditations and a whole gamut of things. It's good stuff, really good stuff to help you get on point for yourself. And as you can see, getting on point for yourself is everything, really everything.
Oh, without a doubt. And then the healing on top of it, you know, to the work that you do, and we're going to go into the eighth fate. You talked about it before, the chakra shine, the aura washing, the vibrational injections, and then we're going to talk about the eighth fate, or you're going to walk us through, which is going to clear soul contracts with the eighth fate. So let's take one more question and then go into the eighth fate, and then hopefully we'll get to another question or two before the end of the show. How does that sound?
Perfect, perfect.
Okay, I have to go back to the queue, and I want to read from Kristen from Louisiana. And Kristen says, when I read your bio, I got so excited about your channeling abilities. I'm at a huge crossroads in this thing called life and would so appreciate any guidance from a higher guide. These sacred stories are so uplifting. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Kristen. Thank you. So Kristen from Louisiana, or L.A. I don't know. I think it's Louisiana. It just says L.A.
Oh, okay, Kristen. Kristen, L.A. or Louisiana? Los Angeles, Louisiana, Kristen? Hold on. So it's the you want to know about your purpose. Is that what it is, love?
She says, I'm at a huge crossroads in this thing called life and would so appreciate any guidance from a higher guide.
Okay. Let's see what we get for Kristen. You're opening up to new things right now. You need to be very, very patient with yourself, Kristen, and don't look for instant answers. Now is the time to sample some new things. Don't fix yourself too quickly on any one thing, and don't be anxious that you're not making a firm commitment to any decision right now. Soon the choices will come to you. It will almost be made for you, fall in your lap, if you will. We, as your guides, would like you to take a back seat to trying to control the process, and rather just be humble about it, allow it to come in, allow it to flow in, be comfortable in the vacuum, and explore potentialities, but don't commit to anything, because the answer is going to fall right in your lap, and it will be within a year to 2 years. It does feel like it has something to do with a love connection as well. I actually see somebody in about a year or 2 years. So everything is going to fall into place. But for now, just sort of hum along, be happy in the void of the vacuum, and try new things, and then you'll be led. I hope that makes sense to you, Kristen.
Ooh, be happy in the void in the vacuum. I can tell you I've been in the void in the vacuum for a very long time. And I think that is probably the best advice you could give anyone, you know, to I think of it as becoming comfortable in our uncomfortableness.
Oh, yes. It is an important thing to learn, and that's all about letting go, which is the first step of soul abundance. And, yes, being comfortable in just the void, the vacuum. If we could all do that, you know, our first, what I like to do when I'm upset about something is I want to run and fix it, right? And I should know better because of all the things I've been taught or I teach or what have you. But I still, it's our knee-jerk reaction is we want to try to fix things. Well, the best thing you could do is meditate and not try to fix it. Be comfortable in the void and the vacuum. In the case of Kristen, it's to try new things, meditate perhaps as well, but not try to fix anything. And
right.
And then the answer just kind of comes. It comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not easy to do. Sacred Stories family, it's not easy to be comfortable in the vacuum and the void, but I think it is so incredibly important. I think that's where the gifts truly
Absolutely.
From spirit are. Yeah, is in the void. And the other thing I'll say, I love the word notice. It's a different word than witness. It's notice. So when you're in the void, which I know many of you are, and believe me, I've been there for years, is notice. Just pay attention, and you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how directly spirit actually does show up for you, you know,
Absolutely.
when you start noticing. Yeah.
So true.
I said we were going to do the eight fate, but I just have to ask one more because this is just speaking to me on because it's about eating. So Claren, K-L-A-I-R-E-N, hopefully I pronounce it correctly, from Ontario. If you can just do something for Claren, and she says, thank you for doing a reading for me about my throat chakra area. There are issues with swallowing salad foods and pains in the body. I only swallow baby foods now.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's why I had to read it.
Isn't that interesting? Her first name is Claren, which is like clarity. I find that so interesting that quite often our names really reflect something about ourselves without even knowing it because everything is connected. Okay, Claren from Ontario, let's go to your throat chakra. Feels like you're crying over something, honey, something very, very sad. And it feels like it's a loss of self or self-esteem or like as if you just can't get through the eye of the needle, birthing the new self. It feels like the road behind has been, it's like a bridge that broke. You can't go back, but you don't know how to go forward. And so what you're needing is clarity of how to go forward. This is what I'm getting. I'm looking at it as a metaphor, you know, not just a medical thing, which I will take a look at that in a moment, but I don't feel it's as medical as it is. Well, everything's connected, but I'm giving you emotional things here. So first of all, I want you to be comfortable in the void. Remember, we were talking about that a moment ago. If you would go into meditation on a daily basis, go to my website, spiritmediumlaura.com. Click on Clairvoyant Healer on the main menu. There's something on meditation there. It's very simple meditation. That will help you be comfortable in the void so that you can stop reacting to the losses you've had and then start to relax, okay, and release. Because when we have constriction at the throat chakra, it's a lot of fear. It's a lot of sadness. You're choking up. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if there's a medical thing going on as well. And I'm also sending in white light into that chakra for you, love. Is there anything she needs to do medically? There's a lot of tension, okay? So on a more physical level, from all the emotional things, that tension, from the losses we've spoken about and from the past, there's a lot of tension that needs to be released as well. And I also feel that if you were to do something fairly aerobic or physical, it would help start to release the tension, and it would release the chakra almost like a byproduct of that. In addition, of course, you should always go to your licensed health professional, even though I am a certified, by the way, health coach, but you should always go to your licensed medical professional, as I am not. a licensed medical professional. So go there and have a checkup just to make sure there's nothing else going on. But what I get is more of a mind-body connection there, some deep tragedy, toxic loss that you're trying to release. You have a lot of stress and tension surrounding it, not sure where to go from here. And the physical thing to do is to release through exercise and aerobic activity, in addition to the spiritual mental thing, which would be meditation, journaling, and allowing yourself to be comfortable in the void and asking for the new thing to show up that's needed. And that will help release you. Okay? I hope that that's helping you, Claire, and I hope that's of help to you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I wish you the very best, Claren. Laura, can we do the eighth fate, the process you're going to lead the listeners through? This is to, it says obliterate imprisoning soul contracts. How cool is that? Can we do that now?
Sure. So I want everybody to, first we need a little setup before I actually do it. I want everybody listening to think about their own life. What is a repeating pattern for you? Perhaps it is having creativity that you never can find a way to express in a successful commercial way. Perhaps it's never being able to find your soulmate or love. Perhaps it's money. You always have no money. Maybe it's health. You're born with some kind of health issue that you never seem to be able to get beyond. Okay, and so this would be considered your toxic object for the release exercise called the Eight Fates. Okay, now what I would like you to do is to personify this toxic object into something real, something physical. Perhaps it looks to you like a monster. Maybe it looks like a ball and chain. Maybe it looks like a brick wall that you can't walk through. I'm going to give you a moment to create your own symbol for your toxic object. Good. And now before we continue, I need you to think for a moment. Do you agree to release this contract? If you do, say yes to yourself, remembering that we remain imprisoned in our own private hell because we have not agreed to release the contract. Maybe we're afraid of change. So for a moment, check in with your inner self and see if you agree to release this toxic soul contract. Good. And now what I would like you to do is to imagine that in front of you is the sign of infinity, a large figure eight resting on its side. And notice that there are two bubbles connected, one on the right, one on the left. This creates the sign of infinity. And each of these bubbles is as if it is a cell imprisoning or binding you to this toxic soul contract. In the right cell or bubble, you are standing. You're facing the left bubble of this figure eight or infinity sign. In the left bubble is the toxic object. Please place your symbol for your toxic soul contract into the left bubble. Good. And now going back to yourself on the right, imprisoned in this infinite contract, there you stand, facing the left, looking at the other bubble, which is the toxic object. Notice as you stare at yourself, something is beginning to happen. In your chest and throat area, a beautiful, golden, luminous, yellow-white light starts to emerge. And as you look at this white light, you notice that it grows and becomes brighter still. And as you stare at this white light, it starts to become so bright that it starts to encompass your form. You no longer can see yourself. And this white light continues to grow in size and intensity, filling up the entire cell that you are in. Now, you see and notice the white light continues to expand. It's now pushing through the perimeter of this cell that you are in. It starts to completely encompass the entire bubble so that all you now see is golden white light on the right. You also notice that this golden white light now starts to extend to the left bubble. It starts to fill the bubble. It starts to encompass your toxic object. It starts to melt through the perimeter of that particular bubble. And now, all you see on the right and on the left is beautiful, golden yellow, white light. As you stare at this white light, it starts to dissipate. And as it finally disappears, the left bubble and toxic object has been removed. On the right, there is no longer a cell or bubble holding you in your own private prison. You turn facing us and you look at yourself, and what you see is a renewed self. Happy, cleared, and bright. You are now removed and relieved of this contract forever. You may do this meditation as many times as you like. You are now clear and happy. Namaste.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so powerful. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
Wow, listeners, I think you can see how amazing it is to work with Laura. I'll just remind you one more time that her offer is, I think, an incredible offer. It's 1 hour with her, and that could be channeling or mediumship or medical intuition, healing, a variety of different things, which at whatever you need, plus a Soul Purpose Abundance self-paced video course, which is four different video parts to the course, and a bonus introductory Soul Purpose Abundance video that Laura's created, all for $147. So if you're interested in that, if listening to Laura is resonating with you, I encourage you to give that some consideration. Laura, can we take just another caller? I just hate leaving people on the line. You know, there's so many, but do you think we can do another one at least before we wrap up? Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to take, I don't know who this is either. It's somebody from Washington, Virginia. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, are you there? You're on with Sacred Stories? Okay, I'm going to have to put you back on hold. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one in line. That is New York City. I think we spoke with you the other night. Hello, is this Wu Lee from New York City?
Yes, kind of. That's the phone name. My name is Kate.
Okay, Kate. I knew Wu Lee was not correct, but it's unique.
Yes.
It's unique, so I recognize it. We did speak with you the other night. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing okay. I'm the one that has been feeling really depressed and disconnected and just feeling just kind of frozen and not and just disorganized and just like I'm never can get my life together. And I felt a little better, and then I just kind of go back into the negative.
You're a very beautiful soul. Kate, you're a very beautiful soul. I hear that. Of course, we're all beautiful souls, but what they mean by that is that you're a very spiritual person, a very delicate nature. And there's a lot of toxicity in your environment. And there, give me the word toxic freeze. It's almost like you're in a toxic freeze of coldness. And I know New York gets cold around this time of year and all that. I don't mean that. I'm assuming, I'm kind of half channeling right now. Messages are kind of flowing in for me. But what you need to do, you need to learn how to better clear your energy on a regular basis so that you're not getting toxicity from the environment, nor are you reacting to the environment as much as you are. For example, if somebody around you is cold and unemotional, you'll feel toxic from that. Okay. What mm-hmm. I'd like to see you do is learn how to have a beautiful shell around you of inviting energy, but yet clearing energy, so that you're not taking on the stuff of others or taking things personally. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. For example, you could go to meditation every morning, and when you're done, you could set yourself in a beautiful pink light. Okay. Pink light is a high vibrational color. Allows you to interact with others in a very warm and loving way, but yet is clearing your energy constantly so that you, as this beautiful, sensitive, delicate, beautiful, beautiful, darling flower, don't choke to death from all the energy of those people around you that don't mean to hurt or harm you, but somehow it's very toxic to you. So that's the first thing. The second thing I recommend is you get the book The Four Agreements. Because in there it says don't ever take anything personally. And it's a habit to create, you know. So it's, in part it's attitude and energy, and in, well, the attitude is getting this book to understand that. Not take anything personally, because apparently sometimes things seep into you through your mind, but they also seep into you energetically. So you got to do two things for you. You have to clear your energy, and you have to keep your mind vigilant on understanding where you end and other people begin, which leads me to the third thing, which is you might have had a lot of abuse or somehow your boundaries were infringed upon growing up, so that you're not clear on who you are, where you end and other people begin, and you take on their stuff. Make sense?
Yeah, I didn't have a very good childhood, so that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
and I've recently just isolated myself so much that I just don't even let, you know, I just isolate myself and don't even want to be around people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, hold on for a second. I wanted to say something to you. I lost it. Okay, so have you been seeing a counselor? Can you see a counselor of some sort to help you learn how to balance these things out?
I've done, I would love to, I'm going to get your package. I've done energy healing, but sometimes it just doesn't seem to help. So, but
okay. That's great. But what I'm saying is that, like, because again, I'm in complement to, I don't replace licensed professional help. What I'm suggesting is a longer term kind of thing where you learn how to balance who you are, where you begin and the other people begin. In other words, everybody's energy goes into you. That's a classic sign of somebody was abused, where your boundaries were abused. And so for the rest of your life, it's like you're repeating this abuse in different ways because literally your energy field was infringed upon. So there's energy work, yes, but there's also personal spirit, this personal work which you could do with a counselor. It's just a suggestion. You know, I should say that to you. It would be ethical, but it's something to think about as well. But there was something else that I wanted to say. Oh, God. So, I don't remember what the word was, if something else. You're a very spiritual person. I want you to start honoring yourself, honoring your gifts, honoring your sensitivity. There's another book also called The Highly Sensitive Person. I don't have it's a PhD that wrote it in psychology. It's another good book for you, because quite often people who, in addition to the fact that you were abused, you're a very sensitive flower. Okay? People are very sensitive. We don't understand that that's a gift, not a curse. And when we start to see the flip side of it, and we start to look at it as a gift, then we know how to basically water ourselves, thinking of ourselves as a plant, a beautiful, delicate flower. We know what soil we should be in. We know how to fertilize ourselves. So for you, you need to learn, you need to understand it's a gift to be sensitive. It's a gift to be delicate. It's a gift to be, you're literally this beautiful, highly sensitive soul. And from understanding that, your next adventure, your next chapter in your life is going to begin. But first, we got to water that plant and get it growing well. Okay, Kate? I hope that that makes sense
thank
to you.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you to both of you.
Thank you, honey.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad we took that call. And, Laura, I just want to thank you because, you know, I so appreciate, and listeners, I think that you know when you're working with somebody that is really speaks with and shows up with a very high integrity because in the type of work that you do, Laura, I mean, it could be very easy to take advantage of people that are sensitive or are seeking or are upset or a million different emotional, you know, states that can that people can be taken advantage of. And you very clearly have said multiple times tonight, you know, that this is not in replacement maybe for a medical professional. And even after Kate said that she's going to get your package and work with you, you know, you're like, that's great. But, you know, there's more you have to do. It wasn't like, great, now I'm gonna work with you for years. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, but there's other things you have to do. And Thank you.
I would have it no other way. I mean, being ethical is as important to me as it is to you. I just, it brings me joy to truly be of help to people.
Yeah. There's to me, there's no greater service, you know, than to be in service to others. And that's why I just had to say that, because as you were speaking to Kate, I feel like, you know, the people that are listening to Sacred Stories, you know, like we call them Sacred Stories family, and I truly believe that, and this is a safe space, and it's important to me that it's a safe space, that people can show up, and they can reach out, and they can be held. You know, I think I'm going to cry now. Like, I always think of in the arms of the angels. That's how I always think of things. And that's how I truly want people when they come to Sacred Stories to know that they're in that space. And so I appreciate you just affirming that even more with Kate.
Well, thank you for inviting me here, and thank you for, being a person that you and I can partner with, this being ethical and truly being of service, because that is what it brings me joy. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to say these things. This work is truly it's bliss. It truly is bliss to be helping other people. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're one, right? I mean, we started with that, and I know the work that you do speaks to the oneness. If there wasn't a oneness, you couldn't do what you're doing, right? Because there's the connection.
Absolutely.
With the energy, with the guide. So Laura Mendelson, we are to the end of our show, and I just want to say I'm so happy that I saw that advertisement for a free scanning that you were doing at that time, and I picked up, you know, I wrote you the email and reached out to you, because this has just been an absolutely incredible evening, and I'm just so grateful that you've been with us on Sacred Stories.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's been an honor.
And yeah, and I'm planning on inviting you back. So listeners, hopefully you'll be seeing Laura again. She'll accept my invitation, not to put you on the spot, Laura, but, you know, I just made that public. Just made it public. Don't make me look bad. No. So anyway, listeners, I hope that you enjoyed this evening. I hope that you found it meaningful, that you found it healing. And I want to encourage you to join us again next week when our spiritual teachers will share their knowledge. Check out these topics for next week. We're going to be talking about paganism, art, angels, and music. It's going to be a phenomenal week on Sacred Stories. So until then, Sacred Stories family, take good care and remember to write your sacred story well.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Stories. Join us again each Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for another opportunity to write your sacred story.